And Olivia in Laval, you said you've been trying for a while, right?
Yeah, I have.
All right. Well, the day has finally come where you will hopefully be putting Sam in his place. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you, Olivia. Good luck.
Okay, Olivia, here we go. According to the expression, what makes the heart grow fonder?
Absence.
What do you call a train that runs on a single track?
Pass.
What Canadian province is nicknamed the Million Acre Farm?
Oh, pass.
What is a crime of starting fires called?
Pyromania.
During what party game would people chant, "How low can you go?"
The limbo stick.
Low?
Did you hear? Yeah,
she
limbo.
Answered it.
What do you call a train that runs on a single track?
I don't know.
All right. There is the buzzer.
Okay. Remembering. Oh, Lord.
I know. It goes by very quickly. Sam just made his way back in from the isolated booth.
Good
he was
luck.
Listening to It's Raining Men, perfect it's, for today.
Right, that's exactly.
Very rainy one. Still a rainfall warning in effect is going to continue into this evening as well. But Sam, you're up against Olivia in Laval.
Oh, my next victim, Olivia.
Right.
I am so ready.
All right, 30 okay. seconds
Another
for
win.
Sam.
According to the expression, what makes the heart grow fonder?
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
What do you call a train that runs on a single track?
Monorail?
What Canadian province is nicknamed the Million Acre Farm?
Pass.
What is a crime of starting fires called?
Arson.
During what party game would people chant, "How low can you go?"
Oh, the limbo.
What Canadian province is nicknamed the Million Acre Farm?
Let's go Alberta.
It's a guess, isn't it?
Well, it's 1 in 12.
Yeah.
All right, let's see how you guys made out this morning with these questions. According to the expression, what makes the heart grow fonder? The answer is absence, and you are both correct on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Nice work. What do you call a train that runs on a single track? It is a monorail.
Nice.
Sam was correct. What Canadian province is nicknamed the Million Acre Farm? It is PEI. It's not all, you're on the wrong coast there.
They have a million acres in PEI?
Well, it's basically just a big farm. That's all it is. That's
okay.
what you feel like as soon as you touch land in PEI, for sure. Neither one of you got that right.
Okay.
The crime of starting fires is called arson. Sam was correct on that.
Yeah.
And during what party game would you chant, "How low can you go?" The answer is limbo, and you both got that correct. So unfortunately, that still makes Sam the winner this morning, Olivia.
Yes, it does. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It was very nice of you. You're a good sport. We'd love for you to try again soon, okay?
Okay, will do.
Okay, thanks for listening, Olivia. Have a good day.
You too.
All right, we've got Phil from Laval trying to win it and take Sam down this morning. How's it going?
Good. And yourself?
We're doing wonderful. So you feel like you're smarter than Sam, generally speaking?
Maybe. I don't want to get too cocky.
Feel free. Get as cocky as you want.
We learned earlier this morning that Sam doesn't cry all that often. So you said maybe you can evoke a little bit of emotion and tears from him this morning.
Yes, I'm hoping to make him cry. I'd
love to see that.
Perfect, Phil. We've got 30 seconds on the clock for you. Good luck.
Okay, Phil.
Okay, thank you.
What have you rolled on a pair of dice if you get ones?
I'm sorry, repeat that?
What have you rolled on a pair of dice if you get ones?
One.
In 1991, these two movie characters drove their car over the Grand Canyon.
Thelma and Louise.
If you're sent on a fool's errand, you're on a wild what chase?
The goose chase.
What spicy green root is eaten with sushi?
Pass if you want.
Pass.
What metro line is the Cadillac station on?
All right.
Green.
There's the buzzer. We're going to bring Sam back in.
Oh, I didn't even hear the buzzer.
I know.
Yeah.
All right, Sam was listening to another song about the rain this morning as it comes down. Still a rainfall warning in effect for Montreal. You're going to need that rain gear all day today.
Who is this, Milli Vanilli?
Yes.
Awesome.
Supposedly.
Allegedly. All right, Sam, you're up against Phil and Laval.
Phil and Laval, it's time.
He said she was going to try to make you cry this morning.
Okay. I'll make sure to have some tissues on deck. How's that?
I hope so. Ready?
Oh, I am ready.
What have you rolled on a pair of dice if you get ones?
Snake eyes.
In 1991, these two movie characters drove their car over the Grand Canyon.
Pass.
If you're sent on a fool's errand, you're on a wild what chase?
Wild goose chase.
What spicy green root is eaten with sushi?
Wasabi.
What metro line is the Cadillac station on?
Green.
In 1991, these two movie characters drove their car over the Grand Canyon.
I don't know, Bill and Ted?
It was not.
It wasn't, no. I guess. Wasn't there some car scene where they flew over something? No?
Okay, let's see how you guys made out this morning with these questions.
I have no idea.
What have you rolled on? What have you rolled on a pair of dice if you get ones? The answer is snake eyes, and Sam was correct on that one.
Nice.
You kind of have snake eyes yourself.
Thank you.
Hypnotizing.
Yeah, seductive.
In 1991, these two movie characters drove their car over the Grand Canyon. It was Thelma and Louise, and Phil knew that one. Nice work.
That was
in
1991.
Yep. 1991.
Yeah. I thought that was like from the 70s. Wow.
If you're sent on a fool's errand, you are on a wild goose chase. You guys both got that right. So we're tied up right now. Mm-hmm. What spicy green root is eaten with sushi? It is wasabi. Sam got that right. Yummy. And the final question, what metro line is a Cadillac station on? It is green. Sam was correct. I mean, Phil got it right after the buzzer, but unfortunately that means Sam got one more question right anyway.
Alas. Phil, I'm going to be crying all right. Tears of joy though.
Oh, good one, Sam.
Phil, right. I'm sorry. It was a pleasure having you on this morning. We'd love for you to try again soon, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right,
thank
have a good
you.
One.